Praise the Lord. The title of the message is Preparation for Godly Marriage. And for this we will read Genesis chapter 2, and we will start from verse 8 to verse 25. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is Pishon. It went through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good, aromatic, resin and onyx and are also there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It runs through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris. It runs along the east side of Ashur. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die." The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was his name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." The man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your goodness and this opportunity you give us, O Lord, to study your word and to obey your commands, O God, and meditate on what you had given us in your word from a treasure and direction and clear understanding, O God, so that we will be helped and we will be strengthened in our walk with you, O God. Lord, let your word and message bring sound teaching and understanding. And Lord, I pray for those who hear it, bring it to their heart and life humility and humbleness to accept your word and your will. We thank you and we praise you, Father. This is our prayer and thanksgiving in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In every culture, in every society, in every tradition, there is steps and regulation they have for marriage. They have their own understanding, they have their own faith and belief, and their own concept. But for us, the follower of Christ and God, we have the word of God in our life, and God had put this word so it will be a light for us and a lamp for our path and to our feet, so that we will not be walking in darkness and we will not do wrong doing. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. They are preparation for godly marriage. They are marriages that go among the unbelievers, the people of different backgrounds and different religions, But here I'm speaking about godly marriage. In the book of Malachi, chapter 2, God had put forward the purpose of marriage. Let us read Malachi, chapter 2, verse 15. Has not the Lord made them one in flesh and spirit? They are His. And why one? Because he was seeking godly offspring. The purpose of marriage is a godly offspring. There are marriages done in different culture and religion background and different way and setup. But we are seeking marriages that bring godly offspring. And that is the purpose of the message. If your heart is set on God, and you want to glorify God in obeying His command and to have a family with godly offspring, then we have in front of us the Word of God that directs us and teaches us how to prepare for marriage. In the book of Genesis chapter 2, God had to prepare for the marriage of Adam. Adam is the first man created, and he is considered also son of God by creation. In the book of Luke, and he get the genealogy of Jesus, he reached to Adam and he called him the son of God, the son of God by creation. Amen. So God was preparing for the marriage of his son Adam, of the first man that he created, Adam. We know very well that God did not make the Adam first day. He made the man on the sixth day. He had made everything and prepared everything for man to come. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be an expanse between waters, and that be there. And that the and it was so. God called the expanse sky, and there was evening, and there was morning the second day, and on the third day there was seas, and God separated the land and the sea, and it was also in the third day the Lord make a vegetation and all kind of seeds, and later on the fourth day there will be light in the expanse of the sky. So there was the sun and also the moon, the sun in the day and the moon in the night, the two great lights for the world. And also on the fifth day the Lord also created all the creatures, the bears and the reptiles and all the animals. And on the sixth day God created the man. So we find here that God did not create the man in the first day. He created on the sixth day. He prepared everything for him before he was created, before he was put on earth. So the earth was ready to receive the man. It was equipped. There are a lot of facilities there for food, drink, living. And God, he created the man on his own image. And we know very well in Genesis chapter 1, so God, verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. In Genesis chapter 2, we found a very good outline of how God prepared for the marriage and the family of Adam. And from this we'll get a principle for our marriage preparation. The first things, there must be a proper setup for living, a proper place for living. In verse 8, chapter 2, verse 8, now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. Wow, there's a proper place. Where are you going to live, you and your wife? Where are you going to live, you and your husband? There must be a proper place. Now, if you are single, you can live in a corner. But when you are married, maybe the wife will say to you, okay, any place. That is before marriage. But after marriage, it should not be any place. The same person who told you It can be in any place. It's the same person who's demanding, he will go or she will going to demand from you a place, a proper place for living. There must be a proper place, and the place must have a proper facility also, because we want a godly offspring, a godly children, a proper place, so the children will be raised up in the way of the Lord. Everything must be provided. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees, that is in verse 9, grow out of the field, trees that were pleasing to the eyes and good for food. So there are resources for food, resources for living. God prepared a place for man to live, and there are good facilities in it. There's a refrigerator, there's a washing machine, there are things that is important for daily living that have to be there, a proper setup and a proper accommodation to keep the family who want to glorify God. Second important principle is a proper income. The Lord God in verse 15 took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. So there's a work for the man, a work for the man, a woman, and there's a salary, there's an income coming, because we need finances to spend to do the godly things. Money, we may say God will provide, is not important. Yes, but in the practice, we need a resource, we need an income. The Lord Jesus said, before you go and build a tower, you sit down and estimate the cost. Will you going to have it or no? Is your income is enough? Is the money that you have is enough to support the family, or will be a borderline, or will be it is so tight the budget, and then we cannot go on? Then the problem after the marriage will start, the financial problem. There must be a proper income. That's why it's important to wait upon the Lord, to be patient. God prepared everything before he brought the woman and put her beside the man. Before he put them together, he prepared the thing that's important for their living. The third point, there must be a proper resources to sustain the proper place and the proper setup. Many times I have read in the book of Genesis chapter 2, I read about the four rivers that going through the garden. What are the purpose of the rivers? Why he spoke about them? He say a river watering the garden. The rivers are important to water the garden, to sustain the garden. There must be a resources, a supply that sustain the income, sustain the house, sustain the place, sustain the facilities. So that after marriage, things will be more stable. When trial will come and difficulties will come, we are prepared. We are prepared because we are raising up godly offspring. Even the bird, he prepare a place, he prepare a nest, he prepare a nest in a proper place, protective place, so that when he put his children, they will not fall down. That is animal. How much we human? God had given us mind. Very beautiful here. In one of the river, there's a gold, and also there's aromatic resin, and there is and there is onyx also. Wow, very beautiful things. So there are other resources other than the income. There's beautiful things to support materially the needs of the future family. What more preparation that we need to be aware of before we embark on marriage, before go on marriage? There's a must be a proper understanding of who God is and what His Word teaches. In verse 16 and 17, and the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die." God taught the man the word of God. He told him what is his rule and his command, and he told him, you need to do that, and you need not to do these things. So he know what is the things that God allow, and he know very well the things that is God does not allow. Before man and woman got into marriage, and we as a church of prophet, they must know the word of God. She must know the word of God. He must know the word of God. You may see after marriage they would not learn. After marriage there is only problem, and it will not be solved, because both of them, they don't know the word of God, or one of them know, other does not know. The problem will start after marriage, and we want to have godly offspring. Godly offspring, we must have godly parents. God prepared Adam before marriage spiritually to be a godly father. There must be a proper understanding of who God is and what the word of God tell us. Step 5. There will be a proper thought for marriage, but to be fulfilled in God's time. God say in verse 18, the Lord God say, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. This is good, and it is God thought that man should not be alone. But God did not create woman at once when he said it. It's a good thought, but to be fulfilled when other requirements are also there. Amen. We should not be premature in going for marriage, because we cannot rewind after that. When the both of them are not ready materially, are not ready spiritually, and they are not ready mature in the way of maturity and taking the responsibility, then marriage becoming a burden and becoming a problem. And when the children will come, there will be a great difficulty, and there is danger of separation, divorce, troubles, lack of progress, lack of fulfilling the purpose of marriage, of having godly offspring. Step 6, there must be a proper responsibility and authority for the man, whether woman or whether a man. In verse 19 and verse 20, now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the earth, and all the beasts of the field. We find here that the man, he is doing his responsibility properly, and God brought the animal to see what the man will name it, to see how will be the response of Adam, how he will be behaving. Is he a maturing person? Is he a responsible person? Is he a person who is aware what is going around him and what God wants him to do and how what God want him to be? That is very important. There is three main preparation here we find. The material preparation needed, spiritual preparation, knowing God's word and his will and his plan, and the third is maturity. The person who gets married must be mature, responsible person. Here God is checking if he's a responsible or no. Is he showing responsibility? Is he showing awareness? Is he showing alertness? Is he aware? He understands what is all around him? Is he doing his duty properly? Or is he a negligent person? Is a person who does not take any responsibility? Is a person who will not do what God wants him, he do what he like, or it never matter if things will not go right? That's very important. God see. God brought the animal to the man to see what the man would name them, what Adam would name them. He's checking him, he's testing him, how he will respond and how he will behave. Now, every one God had created, he put him in a place that the man is doing the real things that God wants him to do. At the end of verse 20, he says, but for Adam, no suitable helper was found. There must be a real need for a suitable helper would be raised up as a post. Now, the suitable helper here was not given for Adam just as a ledger or just as a woman that he would play with her and he would spend time with her. He was fully involved in work and he needed somebody to give him hand. There's somebody needed for the man so that his life will be fruitful and effective, so that the man is fully involved in the work and the plan of God. And now there is a real need for someone beside him to help him. Suppose you have a shop or you have a grocery, but you don't have customer or you don't have load. Would you think to bring someone and employ him? You wouldn't think that. You would think with someone to employ him when there's a real need will be raised up that you cannot progress, you cannot manage anymore unless somebody beside you. Woman, marriage, or husband or man is not a ledger. Is supposed to be filled at the proper time when the need would be raised up for it. He say, but for man, no suitable helper was found. So there is a need. There is need for a wife. There is a need for husband. And this is the time when we start to look. When you start to look. We search for a wife, we search for the husband. But he said very clearly, no suitable helper was found. To find the right partner is so difficult thing. You may say at the time of Adam there was no one, that's why he did not find. Even till this very day, if you are a man, you want to marry, there are many women. But the suitable one, the suitable helper, only God can find for you, not you. And that is the right way of getting marriage, not to look to the girls and see things, see their hair, their eyes color, see their background, see their education. That is the human standard. But God's standard is different than what you think or imagine. Even for you as a woman, you may have your own standards, your own requirement for a man. You have put things, criteria, but God is not going to follow what your criteria is. If you want to marry a godly marriage, then you will not be able to find, but God himself is going to find for you. In verse 21, and that is the next step for preparation for godly marriage. God is the one to make and to arrange the suitable partner and bring him beside you. In verse 21, so the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, not while he was awake, not while he was searching or looking, while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's rib and he closed it up with the place with the flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. God himself, he took her out from him and brought her beside him. He put them together. Which time? Not when the man was awake, was looking and searching, try to find something. Try to get someone suitable for him. God himself, he will do it. From where he took him? From where he took her, the Lord? He took her from him. So that there will be no rejection. So there will be acceptance. What you choose, it may be good for you. But after marriage, if it is man's choice, there will be a rejection, there will be heartache, and there will be trouble. We want a suitable helper. When God brought Eve to Adam, she was a suitable helper because she carried the same mind. She had the same vision. God put in her the same thought because she was taken out of him. And that's why Adam recognized her. This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. She was not a something foreigner to him, as if he knew her, because she was taken out of him. We need a suitable helper. A post need to be filled. A suitable helper. There are two words here for the statement. Suitable. The other word for suitable. And that's what, why we need a partner. A proper yet. Fitting. Apt. Proper. Right. We need the right partner. Correct. Correct one. Right and proper. As it should be. That's what we need. That is the meaning of suitable. Suitable helper. The other word that clarify helper is assistant. The wife or the husband is good assistant. Aid. Aid for emergency. The first aid. A support. AD. The right hand. Collaborator. The one who collaborate. The one who understand and agree, and from just the eye look, he will collaborate. She or he is a co-worker. A co-worker together. The helper. Colleague. Other word for helper is colleague. He's my colleague. She's my colleague. Partner. We are partners to do God's work. And the right match. We are matched. That's why we can help each other. We are, if there's no matching, there's no good matching, it will not operate. It will be just putting the train on the road, not on the railroad. There's no matching. That's when man chooses his partner. When you choose your wife, or when you choose your husband, the heartache will start. So there's two important steps here, or three important things. There's a preparation on one side. On the other side, God's choice for you for marriage. Not what you like, but what God's like. What you like is external things, but the internal things only God knows. A man or woman, a man and woman may meet together for marriage. At the point of marriage, they agree. But if they are not God's choice, it is not the choice of God. After marriage, the problems will be starting, because every one of them have different vision, different thought, different ambition, different direction. They met on the marriage day, on the marriage point, they agree. But after that, they are incompatible with one another. They are non-suitable helper, non-suitable partner. The opposite word for suitable is incompatible. When man arranged for marriage, not God who arranged for it, there will be an incompatible husband and wife. What is the other word for incompatible? Unable to get along. They can't go along. Antagonistic. One against the other. Antagonistic. Contradictory. Every time there is objection. Clashing. Fighting. They clash and they fight. opposing opposite direction, not little bit with some angle, complete opposite direction, conflict, discordant, another word for incompatible, contrary, other word mismatched, unsuited, unable to exist, to coexist. They are not able to exist. They will not be able to stay together. That is fight, separation, everyone living in one place, even if there is no divorce on paper, but as if they are divorced, irreconcilable, they are not willing to reconcile, ill-assorted, something as if put together in the wrong way, in the wrong way, because that is not God's match. The opposite word now for helper is unhelpful. And what are the words that we can take that is equal to unhelpful? Uncooperative, no cooperation, contrary, awkward, no help, unaccommodating, she can't accept, he can't accept, obstructive, blocking, unsupportive. Why we want a marriage, why God want to give a suitable helper for Adam, because he needs somebody to give him hand, but then he or she are unsupportive, not ready to give a hand, disobliging, he's not obliged, useless, not beneficial, not advantageous, unconstructive, impractical, unnecessarily, a burden, negative, adverse, of no use. That is when man arranges marriage. All these problems will be raised up. If he is or she is not from God, then they will carry different vision and move into opposite or different direction from that of her or his partner, and they will not be able to go along, and marriage will become a burden. So we need to wait upon God. We must understand it's not easy to get the right partner, but it will be more hard if we do our own and get what we like. Before marriage, problem will not be there. After marriage, problem will start it. Proverbs 18:22 say, "He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord." How Adam saw, God put him to sleep, and he brought her to him. When he opened his eyes, he saw her beside him. God must be the one to bring her. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Proverbs 31:10. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rupees. That is when God make the choice. And that is when Adam opened his eyes. He say, "This is now bone of my bones, exactly from him, exactly like him, exactly from her, exactly like her, and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." Same mind, same thought, same direction, compatible, well matched, had been put together by God. That's what the Lord say. What God put together, let no man separate. When God put people together, husband and wife together, when he bring the choice together, then there will be no separation. But when we do our own, then the trouble will be raised up. Proverbs 21 verse 9 say, better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. And chapter 27 verse 15, Proverbs 27 verse 15, a quarrelsome wife or a quarrelsome husband is like the dripping of a leaky roof in a rain storm. When we do our own, then that's the result. Quarreling and fighting and no peace in the house. The next principle or the step that we must aware while we are arranging for marriage, a family formed by God can manage their life independently. Genesis 2:24, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. A marriage that builds on the above principle that come from the word of God is like a house that built on the rock, and that is what we need. We need a house that built on the rock. In Matthew chapter in Matthew chapter 7 verse 24 to 27, the Lord say, therefore everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. This is the word of God, and when we obey it, we are building the family on the rock. That is Jesus, as the word of God. The rain came down, the stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it has its foundation on the rock. Trials will come after marriage, but if we have built the marriage according to the word of God, the family will stand, and it can stand alone. There is no need to get support from her mother, no need to get support from his father, no need to get support from her family, because already they are well prepared and they are chosen by God together. They can stand and live their life unto God and bring godly offspring to him. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and these are the trials after marriage, and the winds blow and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. That where man arranged for marriage without consulting God, without relying on God's work, without trusting the word of God and obeying his command clearly. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 5 and 6, the Lord say to the Israelites who were into exile, they were in exile, and the exile should last 70 years. In Babylon, it was God's discipline for them. God want to bring them to repentance, and he put them into exile to repent of their sins, their idol worship, their wrongdoing, all the injustices they have done, and he put them there to repent. The Lord sent a message through Jeremiah to encourage them to continue to live their life according to God's will and his word. He said to them, build houses and settle down, plant gardens and eat what they produce, marry and have sons and daughters. God wants them to multiply even in exile. Find wives for your sons and give your daughter in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. God is telling them to go for marriage, but God say it in the same way that he planned for the marriage of Adam. He wants us in the same way do the same for our children. Verse 5, build houses. There must be a proper place for the family to stay. Build houses with good setup and settle down. There must be settlement not the husband in one side, the wife in another place, then the children, they'll put him in another place. There must be settlement, a place we know we are staying here. Plant gardens, there must be a source for living, a source of food, and eat what they produce. There must be an income to supply. So there are gardens, there are plants, there are good facilities, there are proper things around us for living. Then marry and have sons and daughter, to have God, the purpose of marriage, to have godly offspring. But we do it according to the same principles. We need to teach our children the word of God. They must know their responsibility. They must be mature. And then he say, find wives. Not that we look, where are they? We look and we have their own criteria. Find wives waiting upon God to bring the right partner. Not doing our own and running ahead of God. God give us everything in his word. And he want us to walk according to what he has said to us. Because his word is a lamp for our feet and a light in our path. He gave us his word today so that he will direct us. He will help us. He is helping us so that we will not do mistake and go in the wrong way and track that God does not want us to be, to spare us trouble. God wants a godly offspring. And for that, we need to go along with God in preparing for godly marriages. Let's pray. Father, we just want to give you thanks, and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Lord, carry your word to your people, O God. Lord, to those who are waiting for your word, waiting for you to speak to them, let your will be done, O God. Carry this message to them. And Lord, everyone who hear it, O God, convict with the Holy Spirit to repent and comply to your word and your will, O God. Help us, O God, as a church, to adopt your word and put it into practice in our life and in the life of our children, to prepare them for godly marriages. O Lord, we thank you. We praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Help us to put all these things in Lord into practice. And I pray for those who are not yet married. I pray for them, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, that they will wait upon you to prepare them, and they will be ready to have a godly family so that they can reproduce godly offspring, daughters and sons of yours. O God, I pray for those who are married, who have hard and difficulties and trials because they have done their own. Lord, have mercy on them and direct them to repent of all their sin and to reconcile and come together in one family under your care. Lord, protect all the families. Lord, those who are married, to protect their marriages and to provide for them and sustain them. We thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.